Welcome to the Voice of Hope with Pastor Andy Clark. I trust you're having a good week walking with the Lord. I always start the Voice of Hope program talking about walking with the Lord because the Christian life is a life of walking with God, having relationship with God. You know, Christianity just isn't a religion. It's a relationship. God doesn't call us to do something. God calls to be something in Him. And so you enter into this relationship with God through the new birth by accepting Christ your Savior, becoming born again, and becoming a child of God. You come into relationship with God. So Christianity is more than just going to church on Sunday, worshiping on Sunday, reading the Bible. No, it's walking with God every day from the time you get up until the time you go to bed. Because God wants to walk with you. God wants to help you in your life. God wants to give you wisdom and guidance. God wants to give you strength and power. And it all comes out of a relationship with Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit. And so that's what I encourage you every week on the Voice of Hope, to have a deep relationship with Jesus Christ. But today I want to talk about the God of all hope. This is the Voice of Hope. Purpose of this program is to bring hope to you. Hope is an expectation of something. And so today I want to look at the God of all hope. And I want to begin looking at Romans chapter 15, verse 13. And you know my programs. I encourage you to get a piece of paper, write scriptures down, because I like to look at a lot of scriptures. And then you can look at them later. And so Romans chapter 15, verse 13 says, "Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." So Paul opens it, may the God of hope. God is the source of hope. You know, as we go into the new year, we need to go in with expectation of what God is going to do. And that expectation comes from God. It's not just expecting anything we want. No, it's expecting things from God. God is the source of hope. You know, if you put your hope in people, you can be disappointed. If you put your hope in money or other things, you can be disappointed. But you put your hope in God, you will never be disappointed, because God is the God of all hope. True hope comes from God. It says, "Now may the God of hope fill you with joy and peace in believing." See, when you have a life of hope that comes from God, an expectation that comes from God, you walk in joy and peace. No matter what is happening in your life, you walk with joy and peace because you are walking with God. You know, I think about the disciples when they walk with Jesus. Every day they would get up walking with Jesus through the day. And they never knew what Jesus was going to do. Jesus would get up in the morning. He would heal the sick, teach and preach, do all kinds of miracles. And so the disciples always got up every morning expecting, what is Jesus going to do today? Because they never knew exactly what he was going to do. They were just walking with him. You see, as you walk with God with expectations, you walk with Jesus with expectation, go into each day. What are you going to do today, Lord God? And as you do that, even though you may face challenges and things, you walk with expectation, and it produces joy and peace in your life because you're looking forward to what God is going to do. As you enter the new year, look forward to what God is going to do. What are you expecting out of life? What are you expecting out of 2024? If you just look at the world and all the problems in the world, you can expect problems. And some people talk about problems all the time. And I think some people just expect problems to happen. Some people say, this is just life. Life is full of problems. So they expect problems. But, you know, if we are born again and children of God, and we have the character and nature of God, we have the God of hope that lives in us. So we should live a life of expectation that produces joy and peace, because we're expecting good things from God. We're not expecting bad things. God never gives bad things. Bad things happen in the world, but God gives good things. So he says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the Holy Spirit. So hope begins with God. Hope begins with our relationship with God and that expectation we have in God. but that hope grows and abounds by the Holy Spirit. And so we don't get less and less hope. We grow more and more in hope. We have greater and greater hope and expectation because of the Holy Spirit in us. So God wants to live a joyful life full of peace, a life where we are expecting something from God every day. And in Romans chapter 8, verse 24 and 25, Romans 8, 24 and 25, it says, "For we are saved in this hope, but hope that is not seen is not hope. For why does one still hope in what he does not see? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance." So we're not, you know, he says, we're not hoping for what we don't see. No, we're hoping for what we don't see. We're expecting something that hasn't happened yet. You know, I have two granddaughters that are 8 and 5. And when you promise them something, they have expectation. Like yesterday, they were coming over to my house, and I had something special for them. And I said, "I have a surprise for you when you come to my house." Well, they're all excited and expecting. They don't know what it is. They haven't seen it. But because I've said it, they're expecting something. See, God has made promises to us, and he wants us to have an expectation of what he's going to do. And those expectations come from his promises. You know, God told Abraham and Sarah, you know, that "I am going to make you a great nation. Your descendants are going to be like the stars of the sky and sand of the seashore." And so Abraham and Sarah had an expectation of the promise of God. And as a result of that, they obeyed God, left their home, and went on a journey with God with expectation. Now, they had to wait many years, but they had an expectation. You see, God's expectation takes us through the times of trials. It's not that we don't have trials, but when we have hope in God, it enables us to go through those trials. And Jesus is an example of that. In Hebrews 12, 1 and 2, Hebrews 12, 1 and 2, it says, "Therefore, we also, since we have surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of God." So Paul begins here by saying, we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. Now, this is Hebrews chapter 12. It talks about all the people of faith, like Abraham and Noah, all the people of great faith that we see in the Bible. And these are our witnesses. In other words, their life, which we read in the Bible, is a witness to us of the faithful of God. A witness gives testimony to something. So they testify of God's goodness. As you study the people in the Bible that overcame their problems, it is a testimony of God's faithfulness and goodness that produces hope in your life. And so if you're discouraged, read some of the stories of people in the Bible that and see how God worked in their life, and it produces hope and expectation in your life. And so he says, because of them, because of their testimony, we lay aside every weight and sin that slows us down and run the race set before us. You know, a race, you run a race because you expect something. You're looking toward the end of the race. And because of that, you run with endurance. You see, you've seen how Abraham ran his race and he was rewarded. See how Noah ran his race and he was saved. We see how David ran his race, and he became the king of Israel. We saw how Joseph ran his race, and he became a great man in Egypt. And so we all see these things, and it encourages our hope and encourages our faith to run our race. But it says, we take off every weight and sin that slows us down. See, if you are busy and weighted down with things of the world and concerns of the world, you can't run the race that God has for you. Because a runner does not carry a heavy load. A runner gets rid of all his load. He dresses very lightly because he doesn't want to carry any load so he can run the race. And Sometimes our problems we carry in the world are weight us down. So we don't have hope. We don't have joy or peace because we are allowing the problems. We're carrying all these problems up. No, lay those problems down. Jesus said, you know, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You know, get yoke with Jesus. Put your burden on Jesus, and so that you can run the race with expectancy of what God has for you. The second thing he says, lay aside the sin which traps you, ensnares you. A snare is a trap that traps somebody. So, you know, sins hinder us from having joy. Sin hinders us from having victory in our life because sin separates us from God. So we enter this race of life that God has given to us. We're born again. We begin to enter this race that God has for us. God has a plan for us. He has things for us to do. He has promises for us. He has rewards for us. So we begin to learn about those things in the Word of God. And we run this race that God has set before us. We're expecting to win a prize at the end of this race. Because the people who race look at the end of the prize. Oh, their body may suffer, their pain, their body may pain them, their knees may pain them, their feet may, but they continue to run because they're expecting a prize at the end of the race. And they get rid of everything that weighs them down. So, you know, if you have a sin in your life, you know, sometimes we enjoy sin because sin, the Bible says sin has pleasure for a season, but sin keeps us from our relationship with God, and sin robs us of our strength. Sin is like cancer. It's like a disease that makes us weak. And so if God reveals a sin in your life, you need to get rid of that sin. And you see, if you have expectancy of what God is going to do, then it will help you to get rid of the sins that are slowing you down. I want God to use me. I want God to bless me. I want God to empower me. I want to do good things and great things for God. And so when I'm tempted to sin, man, I resist. I don't accept those temptations. Why? Because I'm in this race that I'm running that God has set before me. God has put purpose in my life. And so I run with diligence. And if temptation comes in, I don't yield to those temptations because I know those temptations are going to slow me down. They may look good, but they're going to slow me down. What would you think of a racer? And he's racing along, and suddenly someone has a table there set with a lot of food on it. Oh, he's running. He's hungry. You know, he's thirsty. He looks at all that food, and he's hungry and thirsty. So he stops and eats. Well, is he going to win the race? No, he's not going to win the race because he stops and eats, you know. Oh, yeah, the food looks good. The food is tempting. The water is tempting to drink, but he is purposed on running this race and finishing this race that God has set before him. So you don't look at the temptation. You know, in Luke chapter 4, you know, the Spirit of God led Jesus into the wilderness, and Jesus was tempted or tested of the devil. But Jesus did not yield to temptation because Jesus knew God had a plan and purpose for him. So he ran the race with expectancy. He overcame the temptation. And the Bible says he came out of the wilderness in the power of the Holy Spirit. And the news of him spread everywhere. And he healed all those who were sick and those who were possessed of evil spirits got delivered. Why? Because Jesus was not distracted in the race. He had an expectation. See, God is the God of hope. God wants to bring hope and expectation in your life. So therefore, he says, since we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which ensnares, and let us run with what? The endurance the race set before us. Doing what? Looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Looking to who? To Jesus, the author and finisher of faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of God. See, the cross was not an easy thing. The cross was very difficult. It was great suffering on the cross. But he endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of God. See, for the joy that was set before him. See, Jesus looked beyond the cross. He looked beyond the suffering, and he recognized that if he finished that, he would sit down at the right hand of God. He also saw that millions of people would be saved because he endured the race that was set before. See, No, God wants you to endure, overcome, run your race with joy. It doesn't mean there's no lack of problem. It means you have hope in the midst of you have an expectation in the midst of the problem you're going through because you're expecting something from God. So like Jesus, looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of faith, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hallelujah. I know that many of you have gone through hard times. Maybe you're going through a hard time now, but I want to stir up a hope in you that we serve the God of all hope, who will fill with joy and peace and believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Then in Hebrews 11:1, a scripture we know well, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So faith is built upon hope. See, when you expect something from God, faith is obedience. You see, God promised Abraham, I'm going to give you many descendants, and I'm going to give this land to you. So that developed an expectation in Abraham. So by faith, Abraham left his own country and went on a journey to a land he did not know. Why? Because of that hope that he had in God's promises, he acted in faith. You know, when you make a fire, you make a small little fire first that you make the bigger fire with. That small little fire is hope. You have to have some hope and some expectancy because faith is obedience to what God has called you to do. And if you expect God to do something in your life, if you have a promise of God and are looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, and then you have a hope, an expectation that produces faith, and faith produces obedience to what God calls you to do. I like to say, hope is the key that opens the door of faith for your future. I'm going to repeat that one more time. Hope is the key that opens the door of faith for your future. See, God has a hope and a future for you. God has great things for you. It says 1 Corinthians 2:9-10. 1 Corinthians 2:9-10 says, but it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has it entered the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. See, God has things in our future for us. God has good things in our future for us, but we have to have an expectation. It says God will reveal those things to us by the Holy Spirit. Things that we have not heard or seen, hasn't entered the heart of man, God has prepared for you in 2024. But you need to get into the Word of God. You need to spend time in prayer. You need to get a spirit of expectation because hope is the key that opens the door of faith. You have to go through the door of faith to get into your future. Abraham had to leave his own country and go to a country he did not know. He had to go through the door of faith. But it was hope that was the key, an expectation of God's promises that God was going to bless him. And it was that expectation, that hope that Abraham used to open the door and step through that door of faith into the future God had for him. See, God has a hope and a future for every one of us who are believers in Jesus Christ. And hope, faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So God is encouraging you as we go into 2024. Don't look at the media. Don't look at the world. Look to Jesus, the author and finisher of faith. Develop a spirit of expectation. God, what do you want to do in 2024? You know, God has spoken some things to me about 2024. I have an expectation of what God is going to do. And because of that, I am doing some things. I'm planning some things in my life. I'm preparing some things because I believe God is going to do these things in my life. And so because of my expectation, I'm preparing for what God is going to do. I'm preparing myself. I'm praying and studying the Bible. I'm thinking about God. I'm walking with God. I'm seeking God for wisdom and direction on what he wants to do. You know, because we are on a journey of faith. We are that is produced by hope. See, we don't receive what God has promised us in one day. We have to go on this journey with God in obedience day by day to arrive. You know, people pray for things and pray and pray and pray, God, I need this, I help me with this, and then they just live life the same way. You know, you can say, I'm going to win this race. But if you don't enter the race, how are you going to win? If you're not born again and become a child of God, how are you going to win the race? How are you going to win the race if you don't start running the race? Oh, it's easy to say, oh, I'm going to run this race, I'm going to win this race. No, but you have to run, you have to practice. You know, some of the best runners in the world are from Kenya. Do they become fast runners in one day? No. They run every day. And as they run every day, they get stronger and stronger. They get faster and faster. And then they qualify in races that happen in Kenya. Then they qualify in races in East Africa and Africa. Then they qualify in world races. And then they finally make it to the Olympics. Why? It's a process of time. If they give up and say, oh, it's not going to happen, then you're not going to receive the race. You know, if you say, I can't do it, then you're not going to receive the race. But they know what they want. They discipline themselves in what they want. They are focused in what they want. See, life is not just sitting back and waiting for God to do something. No, God is calling us to be yoked together with Him. God is calling us to walk together with Him into the future He has for us. And our future is not built upon the world. Our future is not built upon what's happening in the world. Our future is built upon Jesus Christ, the promises of God's word. Jesus said, build your house upon the rock and dig deep into the rock and build the house on the rock. That rock is Jesus Christ. You build your house in faith. You build your house expecting what God is going to do. You don't build your house in one day. It takes time to build your house. It takes time to take a race. God wants to do something great. You know, I have great expectations for 2024. You know, I believe we're going to face some big challenges in 2024. The enemy is not happy. The enemy is attacking in many directions. The enemy is testing us. He's testing our faith. But I want to encourage you today to have an expectation of what God is going to do. Eye hasn't seen nor ear heard, nor has it entered the heart of man the things that God has prepared for who? For those who love Him. And that's the third thing I want to bring out, that hope is rooted in God's love. In Romans chapter 5, verse 5, Romans 5, 5, it says, now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God is poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who is given to us. So the reason we walk in hope is because we love God. See, when we're in love with God, God becomes the center of our lives. See, if you love things, things become the center. If you love money, money becomes the center. You know, whatever it is you focus on grows. See, when you're in love with God, it produces hope and expectation. The disciples loved Jesus. They gave up everything to follow Jesus. And life became exciting for them. Oh, it had challenges, but it became exciting for them because they were walking with Jesus. See, we need to be in love with Jesus Christ. Jesus needs to be the center of our life. And as we do, the God of hope will fill us all with all hope and joy and peace. Because we're in love with Him and in love with what He wants to do. See, hope and faith is not to get what we want. Hope and faith is to see God accomplish what He wants. See, as you walk in a love relationship with God, then you're not there to serve yourself. You're there to serve God. You're there to walk with God. The best thing in life is spending time with God. The best thing in life is hearing the voice of God. See, God wants to lead us into this relationship with Him where we walk in His peace and His joy, where we overcome through His power, where we are strong in Him and the power of His might. See, so love is the root, hope is the plant, and faith is what produces the crop. See, when you're in love with God, love produces hope. It says, hope is not disappointed because the love of God is poured in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. See, love comes from God. As you walk in relationship with God, you grow in love. And as I spend time with my wife, I love my wife because I spend time with her. We pray together. We talk together. We do things together. See, if you have a really good friend, you like to spend lots of time. You can talk every day with them. You love to do things together with them because you love your friend. And as you walk with your friend, you develop an expectation. You begin to work together and what you're going to do. And you begin to develop an excitement. You encourage one another. And then it produces an action. Faith is an action. Faith isn't just believing for something. It's an action. You know, I have an expectation of hope that produces an action. So it begins with love for God. In 1 Corinthians 13:13, it says, "Now abides faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love." See, as you have love for God, love for people, it develops hope, and hope produces faith and action in our lives. In Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, Hebrews 6, 19 says, "This hope we have is an anchor for the soul, both sure and steadfast, which enters into the presence behind the veil." So an anchor, you know, you use an anchor in a boat. And so you put the anchor down so the boat doesn't float away. If there's a big storm, the most important thing is to put your anchor down because your anchor keeps the boat from being blown away by the storm. And so hope is the anchor for our soul. Our soul is our mind, will, and emotion. So because I'm anchored in hope in God, I have a strong will. I'm not discouraged in my emotions, you know, and I have make good decisions because I'm anchored in hope in Jesus Christ. My soul is anchored. It says it makes us both sure and steadfast. See, I'm sure of what God's going to do because the God of all hope lives in me, develops an expectation. I'm steadfast, unmovable, unshakable, because my hope and expectation in God. And it says, enables to enter the presence behind the veil. The veil is what you had to go past to go into the most holy place in the tabernacle. And hope and expectation enables us to get into the presence of God because we're expecting things from Him. So my prayer for you today is that you'll have a life of hope and expectation in God, that hope will produce faith and action, that hope will come out of a love relationship with God. Lord, I just pray for every person listening to Voice of Hope today, Lord God. Lord, I pray that you'll just kindle a fire of hope in them, an expectation. Kindle that fire in them that will produce faith actions in their life. They'll begin to walk in faith and overcome by faith and by power, Lord God. They will come into that place of victory they have in you, Lord God. They'll come into all the promise you have for them, Lord God. Pray that you'll encourage them by your Spirit today in Jesus' name. Amen. To invite your friends to listen to Voice of Hope every Sunday evening. And may God keep you and bless you and encourage you this week as you walk with Him. God bless you. Lord willing, I will see you next Sunday on the Voice of Hope.